Warren Gatland, Wales coach wants to stay despite record defeats, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-11-20T18:01:45.485Z, description colon Warren Gatland says he has a strong desire to remain as Wales head coach as he prepares to face world champions South Africa on Saturday. Gatland has desire to remain Wales coach, image source, Hutt Evans Picture Agency image caption. Warren Gatland won 3 Grand Slams and reached 2 World Cup semi-finals in his first stint in charge of Wales, published, November 20, 2024, 447 comments, Autumn Nations Series, Wales v South Africa venue, Principality Stadium, Cardiff date, Saturday, November 23 kickoff, 17:40 GMT coverage, live on S4C, BBC Radio Wales, Radio Cymru, live text and commentary on the BBC Sport website and app. Warren Gatland says he wants to continue as Wales head coach as he prepares to face world champions South Africa in Cardiff on Saturday. Gatland has overseen a record 11 successive test match defeats, and another loss this weekend would see Wales go a calendar year without winning a test for the first time since 1937. When directly asked whether he had a strong desire to carry on in the job, he replied, "Absolutely. I think we've been clear in terms of the plan we've had. We've got a group of young players that need a bit of time." Gatland added that he understands the pressures of international rugby with performances and results. "We can only work as hard as we have done. I'm aware of the pressure and that decisions could be made outside of my control," said Gatland. "We've just asked for a little bit of time. Whether we get that time, we'll have to wait and see." Wales recall Costello to face South Africa, published 17 hours ago, Gatland backed by Erasmus before Cardiff date, published one day ago, should Gatland stay or go? Pundits react, published 2 days ago, business as usual, this video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, media caption, Warren Gatland, head coach hopes for time to turn Wales fortunes around. Following the record 52-20 defeat against Australia last Sunday, Gatland said he had a conversation with Welsh Rugby Union, WRU, Chair Richard Collier-Keywood and Executive Director of Rugby Nigel Walker in the Principality Stadium changing rooms. He has also spoken to his family when considering his future. But 3 days on from the Australia mauling, Gatland said he has had no indication from anybody that he would not be in charge beyond the upcoming game against the Springboks. The New Zealander, who has rejected speculation that there is a break clause after next year's Six Nations in his contract, said he would resign if it was in the interests of Welsh rugby. "I do care passionately about Welsh rugby, and that's why I've said that if people feel that the best decision is for me to go, then that's okay, I'll move on and look for something else," said Gatland. "I honestly believe by making that decision now, what are you going to achieve, and is someone else going to come in there, start again, and how long is that process going to take?" Public support. Gatland says he has received support over the last few days. "The amount of people who have contacted me in the last week or in the messages I've had, whether that's by phone or email or messages through my family, has been incredible," said Gatland. "There obviously seems to be a bit of a divide, doesn't there? You know, to go or stay. I appreciate people that have reached out and support they've given me, but you understand that there's another side of opinion as well. Welsh rugby is still waiting for a strategic plan and is struggling on and off the field, compared to Gatland's first 12-year stint in charge of Wales. I mentioned in the past that when the dam burst, it was going to take a while to plug it up again. That's probably where we are at the moment," said Gatland. "For a number of years we felt like the success we had with the national team was papering over the cracks underneath. We need to look at the future and the pathway and some of the structures to make some changes. I've encouraged the union on a number of occasions to be bold about some of the changes that we make in the best interests of Welsh rugby." Related topics, Welsh Rugby Wales Sport Rugby Union. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 447, top stories, Chelsea cruise past Celtic to reach Champions League quarter-finals, drivers bit fed up with FIA leadership, Russell, published 57 minutes ago, five challenges ahead for Guardiola and Man City, published 17 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumours about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, a cancelled flight, a drunken fling and new neighbours, a messy comedy about love, lies and monogamy, starring Susan Wakama and Joshua Maguire, dissecting funny and fascinating medicine, comedian Kiri Pritchard-McLean and guests celebrate medicine's past, present and future, provocative, haunting new drama, can you hear it? Is this mysterious hum a gift for the chosen few or the soundtrack to a living nightmare? Elsewhere in sport, Gracias Rafa, why retiring Nadal means so much, the story behind the iconic photo, 25 years on, how does Guardiola compare to other legendary managers, just a kid who followed their dreams, Nadal on career, what is the Trump dance? And where have we seen it in sport? 5 clues from Man Utd video of first training under Amorim, should Wales coach Gatland stay or go? Pundits have their say, is there hope for Mercedes in 2025? And why does F1 go to Monaco, what's in McCollum's entree as England white ball coach? Everything's worked out the way it was supposed to, error-prone England's Groundhog Day defeats keep stacking up, sublime to stupidity, 120 million witness two sides of boxing, Paul's fight with Tyson and Taylor Serrano epic in pictures, Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Video Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals, former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Video former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut, home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_:\global_navigation, country====\end\language=eng\bn\service=commercial\name\props\country\language\colon\language\it\colon\service\commercial